Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's super talented. It's always going to be the thing that gives you hope on Kyle. Talking about a guy that's 6-whatever, runs 4-4-whatever, fast, plays the tight end position, was a very high pick for us that we got a lot of confidence in, and something that he can definitely do with his new quarterback. And getting those guys, the accumulated reps, and getting those guys out there definitely fires you up for having an opportunity to get him out there and be able to accomplish some of the goals that we have for him and some of the goals that he has for himself. You know, he's got very high standards for himself, and I feel really good about those two working together and absolutely getting a better result.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack at 6:21. You can always find us online. Tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. Especially reach out if you have questions about minicamp. Mike is here, former Falcon, has great insight on what exactly
goes down.
Ali. Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
I was asking you, what did you eat at minicamp yesterday? Because
right.
That's super interesting to me. He knows what goes on. And you just heard from Raheem Morris on how he will always be excited about Kyle Pitts. Do you guys share that same excitement?
You know what's interesting about that? And I've listened to that cut now 3 times. The very end of that. And sometimes I think Raheem Morris is so good at getting up and talking about things that sometimes I think at the end of his comments, he's just kind of summing things up in his own brain. Mm-hmm. But some of the things he says are very interesting. The very end of that comment where he goes, I get excited about those two working together and having a better result. Like what? It's not shade at Kirk, but it's almost like he's excited about Michael Penix because he thinks the combination of Michael Penix and Kyle Pitts are going to yield better results this year, which I think is very intriguing. And like I said, Raheem very much it's like a wrap up point. You know what I mean? Like he's kind of winding down, but he goes back and says that. And I think he kind of underlines how we all feel about Kyle Pitts, right? We're rooting for Kyle Pitts, but we're skeptical about what we've seen from Kyle Pitts over the last couple of years, and rightfully so. And he said that multiple times yesterday. It's like, look, guy's a matchup problem, or should be, and he's going to have that scrutiny because he's a 4th overall pick, and yet we haven't seen what we've expected of him for the last few years.
I was asked, I went on a podcast with my guy, Chris Moore and his Smitty, and his A1 is the A1 reporter, I think is what it's called, and they're two big Atlanta fans, and they asked me about, you know, the Pitts thing, and I was like, I don't know, because nobody does, you know, it's one of those deals where you never know, because I think it's on Kyle what he's going to be. He's had such a weird tenure here. The rookie season was on fire, 1,000 yards, you know, only had one touchdown though, and then the injury year, and then the last 2 years. What Raheem Morris said sums up to me why I can't never be off out on him because of his talent. And he's such a talented guy. But I come back to this. The very last thing for me is actually something I kind of said last night when I was talking about it. I said, I think you might have, for the first time since Matt was here, a guy that's willing to just throw it to him, no matter if he's covered or not. And I thought you saw it a little bit in that play in Washington. Yeah, Penix pre-snap saw what he saw, and he looked off that safety. But you know what he did was he still threw it in a tight window, in a window that a lot of guys wouldn't have thrown that in or have the arm strength. And
that part,
Matt Ryan was a lot more of an accurate quarterback than people seem to give him credit for, especially with his deep ball. And that 21 season, he threw it in there on the deep. He would just throw that pass in there at times. Against Miami in 21, he did it. And in between two defenders, and Kyle made the big catch, you kick the field goal, you win the game. I think Penix is going to be more willing to do that with Pitts, at least early on, and in the middle of the field, which might bring Kyle out of his shell a little bit as far as production-wise, and maybe get him going early in the season, and maybe you do see a different Kyle. I don't know. That's a little bit of optimism coming out of me.
Well, and there are a lot of questions around Kyle Pitts, right? And he does face a lot of scrutiny. And that is something that Raheem Morris did touch on yesterday as well.
Kyle has always had the same role, you know, like he's a big-time mismatch, a big-time matchup problem. You know, when you get a chance to get him on those matches, you can absolutely exploit those things. He's actually one of those guys that goes out on third down, was actually able to move the chains, creating that threat for you in that mismatch situation. Most of the time, his big-time role has been in the pass game. It's been one of those things that he's been primarily at for us. You know, actually, last year, he grew a little bit in the run game department, providing a lot of run game for us and being able to have some plays that can go actually behind him, actually away from him, some of those different things. He's been a big part of our protection programs and some of his chips or some of the stuff that we have in our play-action pass type stuff. So, like, he's developed his role as he's gone and become more of a complete tight end, so to speak. It's just that it's always hard to accomplish the goals that everybody else wants for him. And some of that pressure that lives on his chest is really accumulated by himself and us. Us as the media.
I completely understand what Raheem's saying at the end there. Some of the pressure it's put on him is because of us and our expectations, because of all the numbers that we've seen of him and what he did in college and, like I said, where he was drafted and what his 40 time is. But the first part of that answer that Raheem's given, I don't even know that Raheem believes himself. I am fully understanding of the position that Raheem is in, having to answer a question about how Kyle Pitts is going to change or what this season might look like. But the whole thing, he's going to sit there and be like, yeah, he's a big part of our protection. Like, what? Like, we all saw the guy chip last year. Right? It wasn't good. We all know that his snap count throughout the end of the season dwindled. And that Charlie Warner was taking a bulk, and I know they don't play the same position, but was taking way more snaps at the end of the year than Kyle Pitts was. So the whole thing of, hey, we were able to kind of have to, you know, start to run behind him. Nah, man, I ain't buying that. That's not what
dressing.
I saw.
But it's window dressing. I mean, what is he going to say?
I understand what the position that he's in.
I mean, maybe just not mention that, but it's a little bit of window dressing, a little bit of, yeah, we're still going to use Kyle as a blocker. I mean, and until you get to the point in the season where you see that they're still not going to use him as a blocker as much. I can't 100% tell you what all that is, but I guess at this point.
Just thinking of the Michael Scott thing where Toby says he's coming back to work and he's like, no! No!
Dear God, no!
No, dear God, no!
You know, the reality is, I think at this point, you're just going to, whatever you get out of Kyle, you get. And whatever you don't, you don't. And it's year five, guys. Like, this is probably it. Get what you can out of it. Hope that he gives you some plays to help you win a game or two. And chalk it up as it's a guy won't be anymore. Yeah, not all draft picks work out. Unfortunately, you really can't afford to miss a lot of fourth overall selections, but this one you might have. That might be the end of the day what you say.
Well, and right now he's kind of at a disadvantage, right? Because he's not getting to participate as much as he would like to because of the injury that's going on. How far back, Mike, you were talking about how everything's kind of getting reset right now at minicamp. How far back does this put him?
Not a ton. What he does is very specific, in my opinion. He's, and that's kind of what I take issue with Raheem with some of the stuff he says. It's like he is a very specific skill set. Not to be Liam Neeson on you guys, but it's a very specific skill set. He's going to run routes. All right, he's going to be attached to the line of scrimmage, blocking the guy in front of him. It's not like he's, you know, trying to pull off some kind of crazy block where he's blocking down and sifting up to a backside linebacker and coming off on a safety or push cracking. No, like he's going to run. He's going to run the route tree that Kyle Pitts has always run. He's going to know where he's at in the formation. He's either blocking the guy in front of him or working to get the backside safety or corner cut off on the backside of a run play. Like, it's not that detailed. And if this was – if he was a defensive player, and, you know, we'll talk about Jeff Ulbrich a little bit later. If he was a defensive player, I'd say, okay, you know, that's a little bit different. Because it's a little bit of a new scheme, although not as much of a new scheme as a lot of people think it'll be on defense. But Zach Robinson and Kyle Pitts, they know what's expected of one another. They know what they need to get done, and all these play calls will remain the same. So it's not as much as going from Arthur Smith's offense to Zach Robinson's offense. He can get in the film room and watch everything that's being done out there and understand kind of what his role is moving forward.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, still a lot of things to talk about regarding minicamp throughout the show today, but we do have to shift to the Braves. I know 24 hours ago was a very different mood. Because the Braves beat Milwaukee the night before. Last night, lost 4-1 to the Brewers. So the series is split. 8 hits, 1 run. So a lot of guys left on base. Grant Holmes had 9 strikeouts, which is tied for his career high, but allowed 3 runs. So all that good morale we had.
A lot of swing and misses, too, for Grant Holmes last night.
Yeah.
To your point. I don't know the exact number, but it had to be north of 15 swing and misses last night, which is, I think, more than Chris Sale had just a few nights ago. Grant Holmes was fine. He's exactly what we talk about when we talk about fourth and fifth starters. It wasn't a quality start by the standings, but I thought he gave you a chance and kept you in the game. The pitch he throws to Churio that gets launched out of the ballpark was definitely a mistake. 86-mile-an-hour curve right over the heart of the plate, but give Churio credit for capitalizing on that when Braves hitters cannot do the same thing.
Right.
When we see pitches over the middle of the plate, we don't make the opposing pitchers pay for it more times than not. So it was frustrating. When you saw Austin Riley grounding the double play and what was, I don't know, I don't remember what inning that was, but Ronnie's on first base. Taylor made double play. Ronnie doesn't even make it halfway to second base before he just gets out of the way because it's just frustrating to watch. You're the hitters that you have to have didn't hit yesterday other than Ronald Acuña Jr. And so when you have the situation you have where the, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys, whatever it is that come after him, get one hit, you're just not going to have a ton of success.
Well, and you brought up the batting from Ozzie Albies last night. And I mean, I saw that pitch and I just thought, what do you want? Because that was right over the plate and that could have changed the trajectory of that team or the entire game.
I don't pretend to be a baseball player or know everything there is, but you get the knuckle curve to start the at bat. Oh, I mean, literally right down the middle, right? 86 knuckle curve right down the middle. It's like, okay, maybe he's not looking for the knuckle curve. Maybe that's just not, maybe that he didn't go up to the plate looking for that. You're down by 3 in the ninth inning with 1 out, by the way, ding, right? So then you work the count to 3-1. You get a couple out of the zone. He's trying to get you fishing. Okay, good. 3-1. Hitters count. Like, what are you looking for? Down the middle fastball. I mean, literally down the heart of the plate. Right in the middle of the zone fastball. And at that point, I'm like, okay, what is the approach? What are we looking for? Takes the next pitch on the outer third and goes back to the dugout. It's just maddening.
Yeah, his at-bats have been pathetic all year. And I don't know how many times I can talk about Ozzy Albies and pathetic at-bats. I don't know why the hell Sean Murphy's hitting seven. He's the only other guy that had multiple hits last night other than Ronald Acuna Jr. Why is Ozzy Albies hitting sixth? I don't give a damn if he's been on base 20 games in a row. He's not a major league hitter right now. Not to the point of a six hole. And if that's your six hole, then that's why I kind of last night, you have four gaping holes in this lineup. Your shortstop at the plate, your shortstop, your center fielder, your left fielder, your second baseman. And now you can't hit them all six, seven, eight, nine, but I guess you are. I mean, I don't know why the catcher is seventh in this situation. It just makes no sense to me why Murphy would bat below Ozzy. Maybe you want Ozzy to have something to hit, but he does. Michael Harris comes up to every at bat and watches the first pitch strike go right down the middle. And then he swings at two balls in the dirt and he'll go back. He's got four home runs on the year.
Yeah.
They've just got some guys that are just atrocious. Their approaches at the plate are atrocious. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you about this team anymore other than they are flawed offensively. And, you know, everyone wants to just – all I ever hear is about pitching. I don't really care what the pitching looks like.
I don't either. I honestly, Allie, I've gotten to the point where I feel sorry for people like Grant. Like, I don't even know what else you say. Like, we always look to Grant to explain the woes with the Braves.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you can say. There aren't any answers floating around out there.
I don't feel sorry for people that cover the Braves. I've traveled for seven straight years and not gotten a playoff appearance. So they've lived a luxury with what the Braves have given them over the last few years, as this fan base has for the last 35 years. So you're going to have some bad seasons here and there. I think that's part of the problem with the fan base is they're a little bit spoiled.
Well, they do have a chance to win the series tonight. We'll cross our fingers on that. Maybe someone could burn some sage. But coming up, we've got the front page. If your kid is playing football in Georgia, the high school requirements have changed regarding transfers. It is pretty strict. It's interesting. That is coming up next. Also, my Allie Mac drop. A legend is returning to save the 4th of July. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.